Are tissue markers going to be looked in this, Dr. Bukowski? And where are we right now in terms of trying to look at predictors of response to these agents?
I'm not involved with this trial, but I believe they're collecting both plasma and tissue to put away to then look in retrospective way at the predictors of recurrence. I think the best trial design is not this one. I think that what the folks are doing in breast cancer and in colon cancer, and that is developing ways of predicting recurrence patterns based on gene expression profiles, is probably the way to go in this disease. And I really think the way to identify the high-risk group is that. And there are large tissue repositories where we can do that in very rapid-fire fashion with some of the companies that are now profiling genes and come up with a gene profile that will predict a group who will recur rapidly and then subject them to this kind of trial. And I think we'd get an answer much more rapidly than we would using the TNM and the histologic criteria we have. That having been said, we can't seem to convince anybody to do that at this point, but we're still trying.
Dr. Dutcher, what about these agents in other tumors, you know, lung cancer, ovarian cancer, melanoma, these TKIs? I was thinking about a fascinating study that's being done in MD Anderson by the lung people, Ed Kim and Roy Herbst, where it's actually specifically to try to look at tissue predictors of response. Actually, one of the agents is sorafenib that they're looking at. Where are we right now in terms of tissue predictors of response to some of these novel agents and strategies to try to get some answers over the next few years?
The lead model, of course, is breast cancer, where we've had markers for disease and for drugs with Herceptin. But with the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, it's looking at the pathways, overexpression of AKT, inactivation of P10. There are some things that would tell you which pathways might, in fact, be important, the level of expression of the receptors, the level of expression of phosphorylation of some of the proteins. But I think we're really at the very beginning in terms of being able to go forward with that.
The problem is we don't have one gene or one receptor that we have to look at. There are multiple here, so that you're trying to look at all of these and fit them into this mold and come up with an answer, and that's very complex. And so it's not the easiest way to come up with an answer as to what's going to predict recurrence, because we're really suggesting that there may be three or four proteins that somehow interact that will be a part in this predictor.
Probably the best protein right now, unfortunately not available as a commercially available antibody, is CA9, carbonic anhydrase 9, which seems to predict for IL-2 responsiveness and probably is a marker for the better risk clear cell carcinomas. Keith Skubitz from Minnesota has just published a paper looking at microarray data, not a large series, but the clear cells divide into two basic categories. One, they have CA9 as the most upregulated gene and most of the VHL pathway upregulated. And the other one has a much more proliferative pathway upregulated and not as much of the VHL. This may be the VHL non-mutated clear cell variant that we generally think of as not so common. Bin Tay from Van Andel Institute in Grand Rapids has similar data, saying that there are the clear cells that are pretty good using whatever model you use. And then there's these others that aren't non-clear. They're clear cells, but they have a clearly different molecular biology.
Are these assays, is this IHC? Or?
No, these are microarrays. They're looking at 30,000 genes,
right.
Or 15,000. It's like Ron said, this is almost ready for prime time, but it's still quite expensive. You can't do it readily.